Outside myself, there is a world, he rumbled, subject to my incursions. A world, to me, at rest, which I approach concretely. The scene's the park upon the rock, female to the city, upon whose body Patterson instructs his thoughts concretely. Late spring, a Sunday afternoon, and goes by the footpath to the cliff, counting the proof. Himself, among the others, treads there the same stones on which their feet slip as they climb, paced by their dogs, laughing, calling to each other, "Wait for me!" The ugly legs of the young girls, pistons, too powerful for delicacy. The men's arms, red, used to heat and cold, to toss quartered beeves and yah, 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 overriding the risks, pouring down for the flower of a day. Arrived breathless after a hard climb, he looks back, beautiful but expensive, to the pearl-gray towers, returns and starts, possessive, through the trees. That love that is not, well, is not in those terms to which I'm still the positive, in spite of all. The ground, dry, passive, possessive. Walking. Thickets gather about, groups of squat sand pine, all but from bare rock. A scattering of man-high cedars, sharp cones, antlered sumac, roots for the most part writhing upon the surface. So close are we to ruin every day, searching the punk dry rot. Walking. Signs everywhere of birds nesting, while in the air, slow, a crow zigzags with heavy wings before the wasp thrusts of smaller birds circling about him, that dive from above, stabbing for his eyes. Walking. He leaves the path, finds hard going across field, stubble and matted brambles seeming a pasture, but no pasture. Old furrows, to say labor sweated or had sweated here. A flame spent. At last, he comes to the idler's favorite haunts, the picturesque summit where the blue stone, rust red where exposed, has been faulted at various levels, ferns rife among the stones, in rough terraces, and partly closed in dens of sweet grass, the ground gently sloping. Loiterers in groups straggle over the bare rock table, scratched by their boot nails more than the glaciers scratch them, walking indifferent through each other's privacy. In any case, the center of movement, the core of gaiety.